WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. More home invasions in Toms River. Police say three suspects broke into a home on Brentwood Avenue early Thursday morning. They fled when residents made a commotion. Home break-ins have been far more common and likely linked to a rise in car thefts in New Jersey. Police say the same suspects broke into another home, stole a car, and made off with expensive cameras and jewelry. Inmates at New Jersey's prisons will not be allowed to view Monday's solar eclipse.
All outdoor activity will be banned for prisoners and staff alike at the state's correctional facilities from 2 to 4:30 p.m. Monday afternoon. New Jersey will only see a partial solar eclipse, meaning that looking at it without proper eyewear could be harmful and even do permanent damage to your eyes. A DOC spokesperson said the ban on outdoor activity is to avoid any accidental viewing. Last week, inmates in New York State filed a lawsuit claiming that stopping them from viewing the eclipse violated their religious freedoms. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Details are starting to emerge about a major dogfighting ring that was operating in South Jersey. It comes after state and federal agents raided homes in Millville and surrounding areas in Cumberland County. Breaking AC reported more than 100 dogs were rescued and at least 8 people had been arrested. New Jersey Attorney General Matt Platkin is expected to hold a news conference later today. Over just 2 days, volunteers along New Jersey's beaches gathered up more than 176,000 pieces of trash, from food wrappers to an entire couch.
The number one item pulled from the sand during Clean Ocean Action's beach sweeps events in 2023, plastic bottle caps and lids, followed by food bags and wrappers, then plastic pieces. Debris-free sea coordinator Kira Cruz says there appears to be a decline in the number of plastic bags on the sand, but metal beverage cans are moving in the other direction.
They appear on the list at number 10 for 2023 after seeing a consistent track record at number 16 over the last few years.
Some ridiculous items found on Jersey's beaches: ceramic statues, patio cushions, and an internet router. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 6:02. New Jersey fast traffic is next.
Your daily dose of New Jersey on the go. Download the New Jersey 101.5 app, enroll in alerts, and dig into local stories, news, weather, and more. Your connection to everything Jersey.
Now, New Jersey 101.5, fast traffic.
On Route 78, it's a crash investigation at Hillside affecting the express lanes. Right lane is closed out by exit 55. Local lane slow with rubbernecking. Garden State Parkway looking good north of exit 63. Still plenty of flooding along the Millstone and Raritan Rivers at Franklin Township. We've got the Turnpike good north of 7A. Route 4 approach to the GW Bridge. Nasty crash. That's practically closed. At the toll plazas, we've got minor delays. And traffic is made possible by VCS software. If you spend hours agonizing over scheduling and payroll, you need to call VCS. Schedule a demo today and let VCS show you a smarter way to work. For more information, visit vcssoftware.com. Bob Williams, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Myra, New Jersey Traffic South. So 295 has road work northbound at exit 43, and that's by Rancocas Woods. And we have some southbound delays as well on the southbound side from exit 43 down to exit 40 at Route 38. Watch out for some slowing as well with road work. New Jersey fast traffic made possible by Bet Parks. Hey, join me. Open the Bet Parks app and you're in the zone with hundreds of casino games at your fingertips. New users get up to $1,000 casino bonus back if you're down in the first 24 hours. Now, you must be 21 and in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 6:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 6:05. Disney Plus is the latest streaming service to crack down on password sharing. Netflix was the first to do it. They saw a big jump in subscribers. Disney is hoping for the same when they begin their crackdown in June.
Your state.
It's the topics that matter to me.
Your voice.
They say what I'm thinking.
Your station. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
Going to be a cloudy, brisk, and chilly day with some spotty showers around in the afternoon. High temperatures around the mid-40s to the northwest hills and mid-50s in South Jersey. Overnight, it'll be partly to mostly cloudy, lows in the mid to upper 30s, so a chilly night in store. But then we're going to warm up heading into the weekend. We got intervals of clouds and sunshine. A shower still can't be fully ruled out. Highs will be in the upper 40s to low 50s. And then beyond that, we're even warmer still for Sunday and Monday. I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine.
Temperature is still in the chilly range this morning. We're looking at Orange at 40, Hillsborough 38, Toms River is 41. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.